It's time to laugh, learn, and take your photography to the next level with your favorite cowgirls with cameras, Kara, Kim, and Phyllis.
Welcome to the Cowgirls with Cameras podcast. This is Kim with Kim Beer Photography and Be More Business.
I'm Kara with Fast Horse Photography.
And I'm Phyllis with Phyllis Burchett Photo.
I felt like Kim really was unsure of who she was and where she was.
I forgot where I was for just a moment. So, yes. So, this is a bonus episode.
Bonus!
So, that's why.
That's right.
I forgot that this is our bonus episode for the fall of 2025, where we're going to talk about our events for 2026. So, I did have a moment where I'm like, okay, where am I and what am I doing? Mostly because I'm so excited about our event lineup for this next year. It is awesome. It is so awesome. We're going to have so much fun going.
Yeah, so that's what this episode's about. We're going to talk about our 2026 lineup of photography events so that folks can learn a little bit about them and find out where they can learn more.
Awesome. So we're going to do this in date order. So we're going to start with the first event of 2026, which is going to be the KL Bar in Wickenburg, Arizona. So the KL Bar is a gorgeous ranch, and it has some of the nicest accommodations. I have heard the best things about the KL Bar. It is very historic, Old West, Sonoran Desert, just beautiful scenery, and gorgeous horses provided by the Arizona Horse Company. So the event itself is February 18th through the 22nd, and we are super excited about going and shooting in the desert again. We've all gotten to do that. So what are you guys most looking forward to for the KL Bar?
I love a new location. So I'm very excited about a new location and getting to shoot like in the desert with the desert landscape is, I'm a Florida girl, so this is very different for me. I'm really excited about that. And I think that when we have shot in Arizona in the past, one of the coolest things have been like the sunsets and the sunrises. So I'm like totally stoked. And this is, like I said, it's a totally new event for us. So it's like fresh everything, which is always great.
Fresh everything.
And I'm excited to work with Jane Kura again with Arizona Horse Company. I worked with Jane many years ago.
Oh, that's
cool. So I'm excited to work with her and her large cavy or herd of horses that she's going to be bringing for us to photograph in the Arizona desert. So I think that's going to be really cool. And just like you said, a new location, a new ranch for us.
Yeah.
And, what's not to be excited about, right?
Absolutely. It is so much fun. And here's the thing that I am looking forward to most. When we've done Art of the Cowgirl the last few years in Arizona, we've gotten to enjoy the beautiful Arizona weather in the winter, which for a Missouri girl, trust me on something, I am super happy to get out of the snow by the end of February for sure. But here's the thing, we've never had an opportunity as a group. Now, I'm sure each of us have individually, but as a group, we've never had an opportunity to spend this much time shooting in this environment.
Yeah.
Like during Art of the Cowgirl, we were lucky to sneak away for one shoot that was kind of desert themed.
Yeah, we were kind of confined to the event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we were shooting at the event. This year is very different. We get to be out here for 5 days. So the first day, of course, is going to be an evening shoot and the last day a morning shoot. But that's a lot of shoots that we're going to get to choreograph in this beautiful desert environment for sunrise and sunset. And this is just really spectacular and special for us to be able to get to do that. And that's what I'm looking forward to, is we're going to have an opportunity to do a lot more photographically and set-wise than we ever have before as a group.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the things that our participants can expect from this event. Because one of the things that we are trying new at this event that we're excited about is the participant choice education piece.
Yes. Yep. So basically what we're going to do is each of us are going to provide a series of topics that we love to talk about or teach or are an expert or have expertise in. And rather than coming up with a curriculum for any particular curriculum, like we're going to teach this at this time, we're going to offer it to everyone. And basically, it's gambler's choice. Whoever is votes the most on whatever that topic is are the topics that are going to be offered. So of course, we're going to be shooting in the morning, and then we're going to come back and we're going to do classroom time. We do have at this point enough people registered for this event as of when we're recording this. We have a full buyout of the KLR. Mm-hmm. So that means we're only going to be us.
We have the whole place
at the facility. And so we will be having some classroom time where you can choose the topic that we teach. And that can be really wide ranging with the three of us. So I'm super excited about that particular part of things. And then we're going to have some great shooting. Phyllis, what are you envisioning for some of the things that we're going to get to shoot while we're at the KLR?
Oh, get to shoot? Oh, yeah. Gosh. Well, like I said, horses.
Horses,
a large herd of horses running in the desert and the dust and the mountains and the saguaro in the background. And I love the saguaro, I think. And I just especially like backlit dust. I think that's going to be really cool.
Oh, it's going to be dreamy.
Yeah. And with cacti and everything in the mountains, I think it's going to be really cool. I mean, I'm sure we're going to have great looking cowgirls and cowboys that we can photograph too, but
It's all about the horses.
It's all about the horses.
It is all about the horses. And I'm sure there's a lot of different techniques you're going to be able to use as a photographer and really build up on your portfolio as well as your educational opportunities. And as far as the education is concerned, I do want to mention one other thing in that we are introducing something new for 2026. We love to be the gateway drug for your photography workshop experiences. And so to encourage more people to take that first bite and get on in there and experience photography workshops, experiences, retreats, we are offering those of you who need a little extra help before a pre-mentorship program that is very inexpensive. You get to work with one of us one-on-one, and you also get access to our Equine Photography for Beginners course in our community included with that, so that you can walk into these events with the camera skills and the knowledge and a good plan to get what you want out of the event and feel like you can sound right along one side of us and shoot away. We're, of course, going to be there to support you through that as well at the event, as well as before the event. So I think that gives people a really good opportunity if you wanted to always dip your toe into equine photography or photography in general. This is a really good place for you to do that. We're going to have a lot of latitude to help you with your camera, with your editing, with the whole nine yards.
This is going to be a great event. So I do think we should mention that this event does back up to Art of the Cowgirl. So if that's something you've always wanted to do, you can come to the event and then get your Art of the Cowgirl ticket and go watch Art of the Cowgirl for as many days as you want over there. So I think that that kind of worked out really nicely for folks that want to really spend some time there.
Absolutely. And it is a beautiful time of year to be in Arizona. One other thing I do want to mention about this particular location, this is a resort location with activities.
Oh, yeah.
And they do have horseback riding. They have archery, axe throwing, and UTV. And we are going to have an opportunity where you can a la carte, if you want to kind of make this sort of a dual purpose vacation experience along with your photography experience, you will be able to book to go on rides. You will be able to book to do archery. You'll be able to book to do axe throwing. I don't know about you, but by February, I probably will be ready to throw some axes at some things.
I would like to put that in my repertoire, axe thrower. Yes.
Axe thrower. I do think, and not only that, I think it would be fun. I'm not too sure that there should be other people in the vicinity when I'm throwing an axe, because I tend to be a little dangerous with sharp objects. But at any rate, I think that we're going to have a lot of fun, and there is an opportunity for you to ride. And we're better to experience the Old West than in the Old West of Arizona.
Awesome. And as of the recording, we have 3 spaces left for this event. Get on it if you're interested.
Yeah. Get her done. All right. So our next event for the three of us in chronological order is Dryhead, which is in the Pryor Mountains of Montana. And it is such a beautiful place, and it has become a place that is so near and dear to all three of our hearts. I'm going to tell you, that is one of the places that I go and I can relax almost immediately as soon as I get to the dry head. There is so much fun and laughter at this particular location. So much fun and laughter. And then amazing images. The family, the Han family, and then Kristen. What is Kristen's new last name? I always forget.
Grant.
That's it. I should be able to remember that. That was pretty easy. Kristen, Jennifer, and Jesse and Jake, they are kind of the heads of all of this, and they help us through getting everything set up and ready. They're an amazing group of people. And they also are one of the most proficient ranches I have ever seen at being able to handle a large herd of horses. And there are things that we can do here photographically that really take a lot for a lot of places to be able to accomplish. And it's just like old news to these guys. They're so good at setting it up. And again, laughter that can be heard throughout the entire Pryor Mountain Range. This event is in July. It runs July 13th through the 18th. It is full right now with a wait list, but I do want to know, let's go with your favorite dry head location that you like to shoot at.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I wasn't prepared for this.
Phyllis, why don't you go first since you said that?
I wasn't either. Because there's so many locations I love at Dryad. So I don't know. That's a hard one. I guess the Cavvy. I mean, the mornings with the Cavvy. Yeah.
I mean, that's definitely the most magical experience like you could ever ask for, with that backlighting and the big herd.
Yes.
And their herd management is so incredible, like the way they can move their herd. I mean, I would have to say that's probably my favorite too.
It's definitely my favorite as well. And this is the reason, if you guys want to know why it's our favorite, it's the reason that we do that location two times during this workshop, because you can't get it all in one. And even after years and years of coming, I always walk away with something really interesting that I never thought I would get there.
Well, we need to make a note that this is a retreat now. It's not a workshop.
Yes.
So
this
need to remember
is no
that.
Education.
Yes. Yeah.
So you can still do that mentorship add-on, however, if you want to come, if that's okay. You can, if you want to learn, we just do the learning in advance. We don't do any kind of teaching, which is really nice because it gives you an opportunity to be able to have some time with your sister photographers and to be able to spend time with each other and laugh and share stories. And I don't know about you guys, but I exercise a lot while I'm there, but I always seem to come home just a little bit heavier than when I arrived.
Well, they feed us so well.
I was going to say, I do that with all of our events. So
absolutely.
Yeah, I do think that it is one place that we go that I'm like you, Kim. I do, even though we're leading it, I feel a little bit more laid back there because we do get up super early to get that great light. But then we have pretty much during the day before we have dinner and go back out and shoot that night to kind of do what we want. I mean, you know, unless we decide to be overachievers like we did last year and start shooting during the middle of the day.
Middle of the day.
Yeah.
We got wild last
year. And I will tell you this. If you think that this means that like downtime means boring, you have not met the children who live at the dry head.
No.
They are a constant source of entertainment. And I do mean constant. They do not wear
down. You could shoot all day if you wanted to.
Yeah. What I meant by downtime was they get to go do what they want to do. They can go for a walk. Yes. They can go take a nap. They can go photo. There's always something to photograph. So
you can edit table in the
you get to house. pick and choose.
You get to pick and choose. Yes. Then chronologically next, we have our Cottonwood Ranch Intensive Photography Learning Experience. And this probably is one of the most special events that we do as far as the intensity in the learning that we provide. This event includes a mentorship, one session with each of us. One of those sessions happens before the event. This event is August 13th through the 18th at the Cottonwood Guest Ranch, which is near Wells, Nevada. You do fly into Salt Lake City. It is about a 4-hour drive from Salt Lake City to the ranch itself. And it is, again, a very special event. One of the things that I love about this particular location is that we all get to stay in a lodge together. Like all of our rooms are close to each other. And for the participants, all of the rooms are shared. So they are two people per room, and each room has its own private bathroom. And it is the experience where you get to make friends that last a lifetime. And we've seen this happen every single year we have done this event. So Cottonwood is amazing. And the family, Mackenzie and Jason, are so welcoming. And then we have Joe, the cook, who is awesome as well. And just a great, great crew all of the way around. What would you guys add about Cottonwood?
I think my favorite shoot that we do there is one at the Branding Corrals, where we have the big herd of horses running at us from the mountain with all the dust and the sage and all of that. That's definitely... That's like, get your adrenaline pumping.
It's epic.
It's epic. Yeah, get your adrenaline pumping.
It is epic.
Yeah, I think we have a theme running here with horses running.
Yeah,
so
we seem to like.
I think we all agree that horses running. Yeah.
And herds of horses are not easy to get at workshops. Like,
no.
That has been something that, like, until, well, one of the workshops we're going to talk about, until Powderhorn, that was something I never had seen at a workshop. So it's really special when you get to be there with your camera at sunrise with a large herd of horses thundering past you. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, and we're not talking about a group of 15 or so. We're talking about a group of 50 to 75 or so.
Yeah.
So that makes a lot of difference.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
It does make a lot of difference. Mm-hmm. And it also makes a difference where these ranches that we work with, the people that model for us, they are not models. They are cowboys and cowgirls who are willing to have their picture taken while they do what they do best.
Yeah.
And I love to brag about the dryhead and how they can position their herd. And it happens to be that their meadow is in a place that absolutely makes it ideal. You have the sun and backlit from one direction and then the Pryor Mountains in the background from the other. Cottonwood is as unique in the scenery, and they also are very good at handling their herd of horses and being able to position them in a way that you get those epic shots that you've always dreamed of. That takes a lot. And we shout out to our folks that host us because they are so good at being able to position the herd in a way that we can get good images of that. I have to say, from this last year that we did this event, the favorite images, the images that I love the most, are the ones that we shot in Joe's grass, in the golden grasses.
Joe's wheat grass.
With the really, oh my gosh, I loved the images that I pulled away from that because they're just so magical. Just they have the feeling of magic all over them. And the shadow and the light, it just was amazing to be able to be there and get those type of images. Again, not something that you can just walk out your door and shoot most places. And this group is always so willing to do it again, do it one more time, and get it to where we get those shots. And they always have something interesting and new for us to do. This past year, we got, what it was, it?
Wildcat Peak.
Rabbit Peak?
Wildcat Peak.
Oh, it was even better. Wildcat Peak. Wildcat Peak was quite amazing. So, yeah, always a little bit of something. I love these ranches. They get to know us after a couple of years, and they're like, we got something for the photographers.
They'll be out working and riding, and they'll see a new location, and they see it through what I imagine they envision our eyes to be.
I have to say, shout out that I think we're just so blessed that we have ranches that we work at that really go above and beyond to make us and our clients, everybody, all the attendees, they work really hard at making people happy, all of us happy. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And Cottonwood, as far as the educational stuff is concerned, it is an experience where you can really level up your skill level no matter where you're starting at. We have had folks come to this event that this is the first time they've ever shot on manual. And now as they get to walk away confident in transferring their image, their camera over to M and feeling very confident in how they want to do that. We have people who've never edited in Photoshop that come to this event and walk away with skills that they can start utilizing. So we do cover everything from the exposure triangle and some basics around light and photography, all of the way through posing, setting up shots, and then into the post process of the experience. So it is an amazing experience to come to this. I think for all three of us, what we did when we created this Cottonwood intensive learning experience is we created the event that we wished we would have had.
Yeah.
So we've packed it full of things that we wished we would have known earlier and been able to experience in a safe, trusting, and supporting environment.
Absolutely.
All right, moving on to September. So we had Dryhead in July, Cottonwood in August. In September, we will be going back to Trappers Lake Lodge. This is our photography adventure up in the Flat Top Mountains.
Wilderness.
I don't know why I always get it confused with the Flatirons, but Flat Top Wilderness. And talk about being ensconced in gold. So who wants to talk about trappers? I feel like I've monopolized the whole conversation today.
Well, I mean, there's two words for trappers. It's fall color.
Yep. And epic scenery. I would say epic scenery.
I was going to say maybe make it, well, I mean, epic scenery with fall color.
That's
I
four
mean,
words, we but go. We'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This event is one that, like, I'm always excited about because I don't get to shoot fall color hardly ever. And I definitely don't get to shoot fall color with horses and cowboys and dogs and stunning Trappers Lake and some of the Himes Peak. Like some of these locations we get to shoot in, we call this an adventure because you got to work a little bit to get there, right? Like it's high elevation.
Yeah.
It's just under 10,000 feet. The cabins we stay in are cozy, they're lovely, but they are rustic. This location is run on generator, and that's part of the adventure. You know, like you've got to be up for the adventure. But man, what it makes up for in terms of like the images you get, you can't get them anywhere else. You cannot get those shots at Trappers Lake and Himes Peak anywhere else. Like they are just stunning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Worth every bit
they
of it.
Are.
I love it. I don't want to say it's like my favorite event because all of our events are my favorite event, but I do really get excited
all
about
of them
this
are
one
my favorite
because
too.
Of the fall color.
I do too.
I think that's what it is by the time we get through August and the heat, we're just ready for
cool weather
fall. And this is like, so it's so different than anything else we do. But oh gosh, I mean, yeah, Colorado in the fall is hard to beat. So
yeah.
Absolutely. And we have great hosts, great models at this particular event. Folks that Kaysen Chintala is our guide and kind of local on the ground girl for this event and always sets us up really well with introducing us to very interesting places that we can go shoot. And I will say that this event is amazing. It is one of the events I do want you to understand that we don't have that large herd of horses at, but what we miss out in a large herd of horses, we make up for in aspens.
Yep.
So there's a large herd of aspens. And believe me, it is just amazing as far as that golden color that you get. And do be prepared for a little bit of adventure, some hiking. That said, I am not like, I don't run marathons and I can make it just fine. So lots of fun, lots of high altitude fun, lots of epic scenes, lots of beautiful landscape where there's horses in the landscape where you can really shoot that from a lot of different angles with a lot of epic backgrounds. And just the feel of being there at the lodge and the cabins, it's a pretty amazing experience. So I encourage you to join us for this event. It is a perennial favorite, and it does tend to fill up pretty quick. In 2025, we had a pretty long waiting list, and normally we have at least one or two people fall off, but nobody left.
Yeah.
Like we weren't able to fulfill anything on those waiting list spots for trappers, for sure. The other two things that I want to talk to you about, or we want to talk to you about, is Phyllis has an Iceland tour, and then I partner with Kareen Shippers of Equine Photographers Network for Powderhorn. So I'm going to do that one first since it's chronologically the next one in the order. So Powderhorn this year is moving from being a fall event or a late summer event into being spring. So we're going to be there June 11th through the 15th at the Powderhorn Ranch in Douglas, Wyoming. It is gorgeous. Cowgirls that are so amazing at what they do. The horse handling skills are awesome. The horses are beautiful. The Powderhorn has its own breeding program as well as an annual sale and an amazing family, 5-star accommodations, just a really, really nice event. Again, June 11th through the 15th, if you are interested in joining us, you can email me at kim@cowgirlswithcameras.com and I will get you all of the details on that particular event.
This is a and special then, Phyllis, event because
I
we
know
all
you're
met
sold out
at this event.
Yes, this is the event we all met at.
Yep. Like all together.
And Phyllis,
like we're all together because we all kind of met in different places, but this is where we all met together.
Well, no, yeah, I already knew Kara, but I didn't know Kim.
Right.
This is where I met Kim.
Right.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. You both met me there. Mm-hmm. You both met me there. So, Phyllis, I know you are perennially sold out into like 2075.
She'll be running this workshop when she's dead still. She's got a wait list that long.
I'll have to come out of the grave for this one.
But tell us about your Iceland equine photo tour.
Oh, gosh. I don't know what to say. I've been going to Iceland since 2013. I've been leading a tour since 2014. I did miss, of course, a couple years due to COVID, but it sounds like I'm bragging when I say this place is extraordinary, but it really
is. Iceland. It's extraordinary.
Well, not only because it's in Iceland, but because the farm that we stay at, Skálakot, the farm owners, the staff, the family is just, again, it's like all of our ranches. They go above and beyond to make their clientele happy. And they have, when I say 5-star, they have a serious 5-star chef that's there, that the meals are amazing. Like, I've never eaten quite like I do at the farm in Iceland. They have over 100 head of horses there on the farm. So usually they don't usually run that many because we're usually taking them in front of waterfalls, across rivers. We have a couple of different river crossings we do. Lots of waterfalls that we get to have the pleasure of photographing in front of or in. And then the Lupin, of course, it's in June. So the Lupin is blooming that time of year. So yeah, it's a great event. As Kim said, I do have what I would call a deep wait list. It's fun.
So, and that'll be the 14th through the 20th of 2026. But again, deep wait list.
I just realized that you guys are going to both be running events at the same time.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm on a plane on the 12th to go to Iceland.
Yeah.
So I won't be going to Powderhorn, darn it.
That's a bummer.
I know.
And if I don't go to Powderhorn, then that means I'm left here all by myself running the show that week.
You're going to be having major FOMO to go somewhere.
Yeah.
You're probably going to go to Powderhorn.
I'll probably end up at Powderhorn because my FOMO won't let me not.
I was going to say, yeah, that'd be 2 years you missed it. So,
yeah.
One thing I do want to mention, a few things that are consistent across all of our events. And I want to make sure that we let you guys know about that. First of all, we want you to use your images. All of our events, whether they're educational events, they include model releases and you can utilize them, including Powderhorn. I'm sure Phyllis has model releases for Iceland as well. But all of our events, including Powderhorn, do come with model releases. So you can go out and you can utilize your images.
Can I just say real quick, not only can you, like, we want you to use your images. Like, we want to see your images out being successful in the world. We want to cheer you on when you have success with them. So, like, let us know when that happens.
We encourage you, yes.
Yeah.
We do encourage you to utilize those images. And the pricing, when you see it on our website, so you can find out information about all of these events on our website at cowgirlswithcameras.com, except for Iceland and Powderhorn, which you will have to contact Phyllis or I separately for those events. But the ones that we do together, they're going to all be on the website. The information, the details, the things that you need to bring with you, all of that, we got you. We're going to help you have the best experience you possibly can. The pricing does include the food and lodging. It doesn't include travel to the ranch, and it doesn't include any travel home. So you have to get yourself to the ranch, but once we get you to the ranch, you are golden. Some of these ranches do have ranch transport that you can purchase separately. Some have rides that you can purchase separately. There's some add-ons that you can do, but know that the price that you get from us is inclusive up to a model tip, which we do all of our events. We do collect a model tip for the models. So the tip is not included in that price, but everything else while you're on the ranch is included, including the model releases for that. We do kind of stage the shoots for you, so you don't have to worry about trying to figure out how you're going to pose things. Although we do offer at almost all of our events, we do have opportunities where you can make your wishes known, or if you tell us what your vision is, we're always happy to work to fulfill that. Many of our events have an educational component. KL Bar is going to have an educational component. Cottonwood has an educational component. Dryhead and Trappers and Powderhorn do not have a formal educational component. That said, even on those events, if you have questions or if you have a camera problem or if you have something that you need, we're pretty lenient on the teaching. So we're going to do our best to answer that question. There's just not formal classroom time scheduled. So you kind of have to grab a person and ask your questions. And anything else that you guys want to add that I have left out that people need to know? A lot of the answers are on our website.
Yeah, I would say encourage folks to go to the website, cowgirlswithcameras.com. We have so much information there. We're also available to answer questions that people have as they come up. So feel free to reach out if you don't see the answer on the website. Also, if you're wondering, like, what do some of these images, like, what kind of images can I create from these events? I definitely would recommend checking out our social media for that at Cowgirls with Cameras. Social is on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. We have, like, especially on TikTok, we have some, like, behind the scenes videos that kind of show what you can expect. I definitely recommend that. Yeah. I mean, like, we've got testimonials. There's all sorts of stuff out there. And we'd love to have you join us if you haven't yet. Like, come say hello at one of our events. We'd love to see you.
And you will be shocked, but we're exactly like we are on this podcast.
People would say that.
I don't know why
yeah.
that shocks people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time.
I'm the quiet one.
Yeah. And you will be shocked that we are exactly like we are here. So it's not an act. It always amazes me when people say that. You guys are just like you are on the podcast. Yes, we tend to argue a little bit like sisters sometimes. and we love to cut up and laugh too. So yes, you can expect to see that in the live stage version as well as the recorded one on the podcast.
The live stage version. Awesome. Well, I was just going to say, let's wrap this up. So once again, look for us online at cowgirlswithcameras.com. The events are under our events tab, all listed out there. That's the best place to get the up to date on what spaces we have open, cost and information. You can also find us in our private online equine photography community, which is cowgirlswithcameras.community. There's over 20 hours of online education there, video education, tons of resources, and it's just a pretty darn cool community. We even do challenges and stuff there. It's a lot of fun. And then what is the other thing I normally talk about? Social media. You can find us at Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. So go hang out with us over there too.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Cowgirls with Cameras. Don't let the laughter and learning stop here. Join our community on social media and be sure to visit our website for more opportunities to fulfill your photography goals. Head to cowgirlswithcameras.com. That's cowgirlswithcameras.com. See you next time.